Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on? Jermaine Johnson. Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Victory Monday episode. Been waiting a little while, been waiting 3 weeks for to be able to do a Victory Monday, first true Victory Monday of the year, obviously with the first victory of the year being on a Monday night. So got the Victory Monday hoodie on. Jets win a crucial game in Denver yesterday, 31-21. A performance that was not perfect by any means. Very inefficient in the red zone, 1,000 different penalties, some weird clock management. All these different things happen. Yet the Jets win by double digits on the road after and give a big F you to Sean Payton and the Broncos, who talked a lot of trash. Obviously, Sean Payton did, you know, back in July, and about Nathaniel Hackett, about the Jets. And this is a game in the past the Jets would have kind of let the, drop the ball a little bit. You know, emotional loss, but really competitive game against Kansas City the week before. And you know, Broncos have been playing poorly, and they go into this game and a lot of expectations from Jets fans, and the Jets didn't start particularly fast, but again, end up winning 31-21. Kind of break it down from all three sides of the football. I want to start with the special teams first, and we'll talk about the Hackett angle in a second. Special teams wise, the good, Thomas Morstead's been fantastic. A friend of the show, obviously, and he's been a huge upgrade. Like, he's done a fantastic job of, you know, pinning teams deep, monster punts inside the 10, inside the 5, two back-to-back weeks, really good punts led to safeties and kind of momentum shifters for this team. So that was a huge plus. Greg Zuerlein, money again, has been pretty much money outside of one or two kicks, you know, since his time with the Jets. So, you know, very much, props to both of them. And, you know, Irv Charles making his debut and, first, you know, Jets go 3-and-out after a missed roughing the passer call and forces a fumble right away. The Jets actually fall in a fumble, which was fantastic. So, you know, all big time positives there. Xavier Gibson, who's been a bright spot for the Jets through 4 weeks, obviously winning the game against Buffalo, has had some other nice returns. Really struggled yesterday, multiple fumbles, lost one of them. Another one, you know, got absolute rocked that ended up being a penalty. So, Not a game to remember for Xavier Gibson, but again, kind of something to keep an eye on, but again, nothing major there. So just want to give special teams kind of generally speaking, a lot of props, especially Morstead, Zuerlein, and Irv Charles there. Let's go to the defense. The defense is a unit that a lot of hype, a lot of excitement, has started slow in games. There's no question. They've not put a lead, you know, pretty much at all season, and you know, started slow again, got killed by some screens and, you know, over pursuing in the pass rush game and, you know, didn't have, you know, integrity with, you know, within their rush lanes and things like that. Russell Wilson used his legs a little bit and gashed them early on, you know, in that first drive. A little bit of bend, don't break defense the rest of the half. But then that second half made a ton of adjustments, took the screen game away, took Russell Wilson's legs away, and they started to really heat up. Jermaine Johnson, Quinnen Williams, Bryce Huff, 8 pressures, I believe, yesterday for Bryce Huff. Jermaine Johnson, second highest graded Jets player yesterday, 2 sacks, you know, 90-plus PFF grade. JFM had a nice day. Everyone kind of played well. You know, Quentin Jefferson falls on a fumble. You see, you know, Al Woods, who was inactive last week, come back, forces safety. CJ Mosley played really well. And, you know, the start of the game, obviously Quincy Williams on defense, multiple sacks, seals the game with the force, you know, strip sack, force fumble all over the field, whether it's tracking Russell Wilson down, using his speed, you know, as a blitzer, the really sure tackler, you know, in the run game, did a good job in coverage. He's in a really impressive player playing it at all pro level. And, you know, another guy, Robert Saleh and the staff has developed. Robert Saleh's got a history of developing linebackers, and it seems like he's, you know, he's done it again, you know, in terms of, you know, all that. So, you know, fantastic, you know, fantastic, fantastic job from Quincy Williams. Again, Mosley played well. You know, there was a point in this game where the Jets were down. DJ Reed, obviously, did not play. Sauce Gardner got banged up for a couple plays. And it was Bryce Huff. I mean, it was Bryce Hall and Craig James playing cornerback. And for some reason, the Broncos ran a reverse and fumble. And that was kind of a mess. But again, the Jets defense, you know, were they perfect yesterday? By no means. There was one or two drives, the opening drive, and then one of the drives in the fourth quarter when they went up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
When they had gone up 10, it just felt like, you know, closest game out. They gave up, you know, some yards. They got screwed on a couple of calls, the Bryce Huff roughing the passer and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, they're able to, you know, seal the game off, play with the lead. Again, lit up the quarterback from a pressure standpoint. I thought, you know, they did a good job there, and the defensive line and, you know, defensive staff made some really good adjustments and play calls. And again, by no means a perfect performance, but, you know, you'll take it. The Broncos offense has been fine this year. It's not been the issue. It's been the defense. And, you know, the Jets had held Russell Wilson to and the Broncos offense to zero total yards on offense through the first, you know, quarter and a half, the second half. So, you know, good performance there. Again, a lot to build on. They're going to have to, you know, work all week and, you know, against the screen game and against some of the Jalen Hurts runs and things like that. That's going to be a big, you know, kind of emphasis, but definitely something to build on from that defense and special teams performance. And getting to the offense, it was kind of a weird offensive performance. You get Breece Hall, star of the game, 177 yards and 22 carries, I think 25 touches for 194 as a whole. The big 72-yard touchdown, he finally was able to break that one. Looked 100% like Breece Hall, you know, fully back, you know, yesterday. A massive hole created on that right side, you know, as usual. Joe Tippmann, you know, at the center of it. Obviously, you know, Elijah Vera Tucker getting hurt. It seems as though it's going to be a pulled or strained calf. There was some concern. It seemed like after the game it might have been an Achilles. So that was the one downside. Mekhi Becton was kind of in and out, but was the highest-graded Jets player, you know, per PFF this week. So, you know, good to see that there. I thought Zach Wilson was okay yesterday. Didn't do anything particularly special. Had some clutch third down throws over to Tyler Conklin. Had the beautiful throw to Garrett Wilson. High completion percentage up until that last drive. Hadn't turned the football over. You know, was a struggle a little bit early on in the red zone. The play calling was a little too predictable for my liking. A lot of run, pass. It felt like 0 for 5 in the red zone has got to get better if you have any chance of beating Philadelphia and going forward throughout the year. So, Sustained drives. They controlled the clock, time of possession, ran for 234 yards, which is awesome to see. Gary Wilson had a few moments. Again, Breece Hall. Dalvin Cook looked a lot better yesterday, but he looked the fastest he's looked all year. So a lot to build off of. Again, sustaining drives, a couple of killer penalties. One false start on Mekhi Becton where they were going to get that third and short. I didn't think it was a false start. I thought it was like every other left tackle in football. So that was a bit frustrating. And again, Zach really played fine. The decision to go to Garrett Wilson there on that third down, I'm totally okay with. It just needs to be a better throw. It needs to be on the back shoulder or out of bounds. He kind of threw the ball in front of him. It wasn't necessarily a back shoulder. So that was disappointing there. And then honestly, other than the red zone, the one, big red flag was 15 seconds to go in the half. Good drive to get themselves in the field goal range. No timeouts. You can't throw the ball out of, inbounds where a guy can, be tackled inbounds. There was no urgency. Zach talked about it after the game. Got to throw that ball in the end zone or out of bounds. That can't go to CJ Uzama there. So kind of a default of everybody. Again, that's something that in the red zone stuff needs to be ironed out this week. But, overall, the team's whole scores 31 points. Jets offense puts up 24 or 22, I guess. 400 plus yards of offense, limited the turnovers, obviously, except for the interception at the end. Again, like the play call, like the decision, the throw just needs to be better there. So Zach wasn't great, but it wasn't bad by any means. Did a good job managing the game, high completion percentage, efficient. Again, some big third down throws. The one to Tyler Conklin for about 37 yards or so. Angry runs candidate there. Overall, I just thought the Jets game plan was a little conservative. I understand why they were doing it though on offense. I felt like, they knew the Broncos really struggled against the run and they wanted to kind of control the clock, punch them in the mouth. And they did just that. Again, they're facing a Philly team this week, which we'll get into with, we have a loaded week of pods, Alan Hahn, Mike Renner, Joe Caparoso amongst others coming on. But yeah, the Eagles pass defense struggles a lot. They're going to have to, air it out a little bit more like they did against Kansas City, but the Jets starting faster and especially on offense, again, it's just got to get starting faster, but the play action game should open up. They continue to run off that right side, behind Joe Tippmann. It seems like it's working quite well. Jeremy Ruckert as well, Nick Baudin involved, Lincoln Tomlinson pulling looked good yesterday. So a lot of positives to build off of. You can harp on the negatives again, penalties, the red zone stuff, clock management, all things that not great yesterday. But again, you're going to have a sloppy game and have all those things happen and still win by double digits on the road in a really difficult place to play. You will take that all day. It was all about get to 2-3, give yourself a chance. It's a house money game against Philadelphia this week. Again, we'll break that down even further, but house money game against Philadelphia. No one's going to expect the Jets to win. Philly coming in 5-0, they're due for a loss. They have not played what, like I thought, as well as their record may indicate. Again, 5-0 is 5-0. Your record is, you are what your record says you are, but the Jets team's going toe-to-toe with, Buffalo and Kansas City, and no reason to feel like they can't go toe-to-toe with Philly at some point here right before the bye. Again, AVT, it seems like the injury news is better than expected. A lot of pods coming up this week, so, kind of stay tuned there. But, again, 31-21 victory. Jets get to give a nice FU to Sean Payton. They get back in the win column, a victory Monday. Again, a nice road win. Seemed to have escaped, relatively healthy yesterday, minus the AVT thing. Breece Hall back on track. Stud performance from Quincy Williams, who likely will win defensive player of the week. Breece Hall probably the air and ground player of the week, all that different type of stuff. So lots going to be on the feed this week. Enjoy this Monday. It's really hard to win the NFL. Try to enjoy it. Again, a lot of things for the Jets to work on, but a lot of time to kind of discuss that throughout the week. Enjoy the victory. We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. they don't see the field well. They can't pull the trigger. When they do pull the trigger, it feels like they make the wrong decision. So appreciate everybody for listening again. Two episodes out today. Make sure you guys are plugged into those. Enjoy the game Sunday. I'll be there, so I don't have to listen to the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift nonstop jammed into my brain. You know, camera shots every 2 seconds. Don't get I don't want to get canceled by the Swifties, but good for them. I want to watch football and enjoy football on Sunday. So appreciate everybody for listening. Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll have one more set on Friday. Take care and talk to you guys soon.